We have been waiting for this night for so long. It's hard to believe that it's just over 40 days since we may have knelt at this rail or another to have ashes put on our heads to begin our Lenten journey. We have been waiting so long for this. We may have been preparing not just from Lent, but maybe we need to look back to Advent. When we started, that's the beginning of our church year, when we started to prepare for Jesus' birth. And then hear about his ministry. And then begin the Lenten journey with him. The journey that we just this past Sunday began of his final trip to Jerusalem. From the riding of the donkey to the palms to the scourging to his crucifixion to the last words he said to his disciples before he was led away to the death, to the rushed burial, to the end of the story, or so it seemed. But this is the night. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from the gloom of sin and are restored to grace and holiness of life. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell and rose victorious from the grave. This is the night that life wins over death. And this is the night, of the biggest story in the life of the baptized. You know, everybody has a story. This entire liturgy is about the story of the people of God, from when God created all the way through the Hebrew story to the Christian story. Everybody has a story. We heard the Hebrew story, the people being delivered, the horse and rider cast into the sea, the walls of water that allowed the Hebrew people to escape bondage. We heard Isaiah bring the words of love to the people of God. In between those two stories, there's a lot more stories of the Hebrew people falling away and being rescued and falling away and rescued. The Christian people have a story. We have the story that started in the tomb and came out on resurrection morning. We have a story of the church, of how the church welcomed people who were not just the Hebrews. We have a story of the church of how they built a community through baptism, through following Jesus' commandments. That's our story. This little branch of the body of Christ, St. Paul's, has a story. I've heard the story of the beginnings in a tin building. I've heard the story of the growth of mission, of feeding people, of taking care of farm workers. The St. Paul story of educating children and adults, of forming them in the faith. And everyone here has a story. I don't mean just your family stories. You know, there's those stories that families tell about us. They get told over and over again, embarrassing or not. My story was that I didn't speak to anyone until I was 5 years old. I was shy, painfully shy. I used to hide behind my mother. I find that very hard to believe. I think they made it up. But everyone has a story. All of us do. Eliza Rose has a story. Ember Bella has a story. They're going to join in the body of Christ in baptism this evening. There are stories that happened before they were born, right? There are stories about what the hopes were for this child, what the future might be for this child. what's involved in the raising of this child. Everyone has a story, and what we call it when our individual stories join the story of God's people, that's what we call baptism, at least part of it. When our stories come together. And it's so important that our stories are joined that we don't do it alone anymore. We do it in community. Everyone here says, yes, we will support you in your walk with Christ. We do it in community. And it's so important that we know these babies were just born recently, but we say they're born again. So whether you joined God's story in baptism with as an infant and you don't really recall it, or as an adult or from another tradition, came to this tradition, the baptism that you experience makes you part of the body of Christ. And that is why this is the best night in the whole year to be baptized. Because the stories are all coming together. The stories are coming together. The body of Christ is growing. And as God invites these children into baptism, you are all invited back to your own baptism by the renewal of vows that we all say together. And you'll be sprinkled with water once again. It doesn't mean you'll be baptized again. We don't do that. It's a reminder. When people tell me they don't remember their baptism because they were infants, I say, no, no. You don't recall your baptism. You remember it, enter it again every time you renew those promises. And so that's what we're going to do right now.